If you're trying to transfer from a California community college to the UC system, buckle up for what could be an extremely drawn-out and confusing process. That's why UC is facing mounting pressure to streamline the transfer process and create an admissions guarantee program across all of its campuses, making sure that those who meet the criteria can transfer to the school they want. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Hans Johnson, senior fellow at the PPIC Higher Education Center, who researches improving college access and completion. Hans, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So why is the transfer process so convoluted?
Well, and let me just start by saying how important the transfer process is. California has more students in community colleges than any other state by far. We depend on community colleges to provide an important pathway, especially for lower income, underrepresented students in higher education, to a four-year college so that they can earn that degree and earn the benefits that come with that degree, which are multiple. So starting off with that, one of the problems is we have very different systems. We don't have one governing system for all our higher education programs, for example. And so the University of California, the California State University, and the California Community Colleges all exist independently. And having them work together, which they do, and they try to do in many different formats, is essential for students to be able to make it through that gauntlet from one system to the next. And one of the problems we face right now is that there's just not enough consistency across campuses and across systems in terms of things like lower division course requirements for a major, in terms of when you need to apply, what kind of financial aid might be available, and when a student might know that information so they can operate on it and develop an education plan that will work.
And also, like, knowing which classes will transfer over, it's not apples to apples?
It's not apples to apples at all. And in fact, you could be very clearly identified when you start in a community college, and many students aren't, and that makes sense. I think for many of us, we didn't know what we wanted to major in when we start college. But even for those who do, the lower division requirements of the community college that you need to take depend on which college campus you are going to transfer to. Even within the system, they vary across UC campuses, they vary across California State University campuses, and then sometimes those lower division courses aren't even available at your community college. And then you would have to know that there's something called the California Virtual College, where you could take courses online from other community colleges that might satisfy that lower division requirement. And so you can imagine how challenging this is for students who are often also working and taking care of other issues and at the same time trying to complete their education.
And community college enrollment is down right now, isn't it? And so by making it easier to transfer to UC, you might be able to motivate some of those people to stick with it.
That's exactly right. And in fact, I would say one of the real potentials and promises of higher education in California that in some ways is realized is access to community colleges is quite good. But what isn't realized and where the promise I think falls apart is that way too many students never make it from one semester to the next or from one year to the next. In some cases that might be by the student's own choice, but generally it's not. It's often that the student encountered obstacles that prevented them from moving forward. And I don't want to be all doom and gloom here. There are a lot of efforts right now underway at the University of California and the California State University and the community colleges, as well as the privates in our state, to try to work together better to improve these pathways. So one example is UC has a transfer admission guarantee, which is a great program. So if you go to a certain college, say Diablo Valley College, and you want to transfer to UC Davis, it's very clear what you need to do. But those are one-offs, right? That's one college with one campus. And what we need is something that's consistent and systematic across these different institutions.
Hans, thanks very much for the perspective. We will continue to track this. Hans Johnson is senior fellow at the PPIC Higher Education Center.